From Tidbits on March 1st, 2010, this is YouTube halts full support for older browsers on March 13th, written by Glenn Fleischman. Google's YouTube is dropping future feature upgrade support for certain older browsers, most notably Internet Explorer 6 for Windows. But reader Mike Lemon discovered and alerted us that the last release of Firefox from macOS 10.3.9 Panther version 2.0.0.20 will also be dropped from supported browsers. Safari 1.3.2, the last version of Safari that works under Panther, is also too old for further development. YouTube explains on a FAQ page that dropping support doesn't mean videos will no longer play in older browsers. Rather, new features won't be engineered to work on these ancient releases. YouTube will fully support Firefox 3.0 and later, Chrome 4.0 and later, Internet Explorer 7.0 and later, Opera, and Safari 3.0 and later. Panther users who want to have access to future YouTube improvements have just one choice that I can find, Opera 10, which is still compatible with both Intel and PowerPC-based Macs. While Panther users may be stuck in time, macOS 10.10.4 Tiger users have access to the latest version of Firefox, that's 3.6, and Safari 3.2.3, among other browsers. The Mozilla Foundation that manages the code base used for Firefox, Camino, and other browsers said on February 8th that it would drop Tiger support in the rendering engine that would be part of Firefox 3.7. YouTube started inserting interstitial messages in mid-2009 to warn users of older browsers. The message requires a click to bypass and view a video. The messages were set to appear every 2 weeks, ostensibly relying on cookies to avoid repeating. This is the first I've heard of it, though, and there's scant documentation on the internet about it. Google has also announced that as of March 1, 2010, Google Apps will stop supporting older browsers as well. Google will start by phasing out support in Google Docs and Google Sites, and the elimination of support will no doubt make its way out to other Google services over time as well. Frankly, we're entirely in favor of Google taking a stand on the use of these old browsers, Internet Explorer 6 in particular. The Tidbits website has never rendered well in Internet Explorer 6 because its support for basic web standards was so lacking, and we couldn't justify spending significant time and effort on such an old browser for a non-Apple platform. It's a little too bad that those people left on macOS 10.10.3 Panther will start to see a loss of functionality, but those older browsers simply don't have the capabilities web developers need to offer a modern website. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and actually, I'm really, really happy Internet Explorer 6 is going to start to die. Hate that browser.